Wait, we got to do the intro again. We got to do the intro again.
I ain't talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth, wealth, wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk more.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Tuned into the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right. Money Right. Money Right.
Welcome to the Ash Cash Show, everybody, through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I used to do radio. So that was my old radio drops. I'm like, yo, why am I not even using my radio drops like that? You know what I'm saying? Wait, hold on. Look.
Get your mind and your money right. You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show. Your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right.
And then hold on. I had an Ash Cash drop.
Now tuned into the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right.
Money Right. Money Right.
And then I had this segment on my show called Ask Ash Cash. Hold on, listen.
Welcome to Ask Ash Cash. You have questions?
Yes.
You have an answer. Ask Ash Cash.
Hey, those are my radio days, yo. Those are my radio days. Hold on, do I got any money? I appreciate y'all, know what I'm saying? Abundance is your birthright on the back. If you know, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right, let's rock out. Thank y'all for everybody tapping in. You about to make me go back about radio. Yo, I'm telling you, the radio days. All right, let's rock out. We're gonna start daily aspiration real quick, because it's up and it's stuck. Up and it's stuck. Happy Tuesday, my planters of bountiful abundance. Welcome to the day that you realize that you get out of life what you put into it. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to planting seeds. It is a fact that there is no one way to be successful. But if you ever survey successful people, I guarantee that most of them would have a similar story. They would tell you that they knew what they wanted, planted on how they were going to, a plan how they were going to get it, went to work, and success just came. This will explain that most of their success was a result of having a desire, planting a seed, and allowing the seed to blossom. They will also say that they didn't stop to watch the seed blossom, nor did they stop planting. In order to gain any success in life, you must be willing to plant seeds of success. It is impossible to teach what you don't know. Improbable to lead where you won't go, and not likely to reap what you don't sow. That's a bar. Life will always give you back what you put into it. If you want abundance, then begin to plant seeds of abundance. If you want happiness, begin to plant seeds of happiness. The problem always lies in people wanting one thing, but putting out the total opposite. Stop sabotaging yourself. The how is none of your business. Concentrate on what you want, then do everything in your power to work towards it. And I guarantee the how will reveal itself. You truly reap what you sow. Begin today sowing greatness. The world is yours, and absolutely nothing can stop you. I'll leave you a couple of quotes. First ones by Robert Collier, and it says, the first principle of success is desire, knowing what you want. Desire is the planting of your seed. Quote number two by Earl Nightingale, and it says, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become reality. And last but not least, by Robert Louis Stevenson, and it says, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition, I'm sorry, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. So we're going to talk about that. This is our message today about planting seeds, right? It's our message today about planting seeds, right? And I want to go back a little bit to that bar that I want y'all to miss, right? And catch this. It is impossible to teach what you don't know, improbable to lead where you won't go, and not likely to reap what you won't sow. I'm going to say that again. It is impossible to teach. Impossible. You cannot teach what you don't know. It is improbable to lead where you won't go and not likely to reap what you don't sow. And so a lot of us are, you know, trying to teach things, but we haven't even experienced those things that we're trying to teach, right? So it's impossible, right? If you don't know it, then you can't teach it, right? So it's impossible to teach what you don't know, right? And then even as a leader, right? Even as a leader, it's improbable to lead where you won't go. How are you leading, right? How are you trying to lead where you won't go? You won't even go there. Like, you're trying to be a leader. How are you a leader? How are you telling people to grind and to be the best that they could be if you're not the best that you could be? How you out here trying to teach some, right? How are you trying to lead people to a place that you won't even go? Right? How are you trying to lead to a place where you won't even go? Are you trying to set people up? Are you trying to lead them someplace and see if it works for them? And if it works for them, then you'll do it. Right? And it's not likely to reap what you don't sow. Right? Life is a boomerang, life is a mirror. You cannot ask for love if you're not giving love. You cannot ask for value if you're not giving value, right? Life is reciprocal. You know what I'm saying? Life is reciprocal. You have to put in work, right? You have to put in work. Even if you steal it, right? It says can't reap what you sow unless it's stolen. Even stealing it, and I'm not promoting it at all, but even, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, we respect the jukes, because even the jukes take work, right? You can't, you know what I'm saying? You gotta plot. You gotta be plotting, right? Even the jukes is work, though, right? Nobody can't catch a jukes, right? Nobody can't catch a jukes if they not put in no work. You gotta be calculated. This is a, you know what I mean? I don't respect it. I mean, I respect the jukes where I'm from, but I mean, you know, get what you want. Meaning, put in your own work, because you get caught is different. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to go there, right? I was just answering a comment. But the truth of the matter is that, you know what I mean? The truth of the matter is that you have to, right? You have to. What's the joke? Oh, that's like robbing. That's like stealing. Somebody said in the comments, you know, not likely to reap what you don't sow unless you steal. And so I was saying, so my point was that even if you're stealing, which I don't advise, because there's, for every action there's a reaction, right? So there's consequences, you know what I'm saying? So while I respect the joke, I also respect I also respect the consequences that come with it. You know what I'm saying? And so my point, and even responding to that, is the fact that you can't reap what you don't sow at all. right? Because I've been around some stick up kids. So yeah, the Jux, like, yo, he called a Jux. Jux is just like robbery or theft or stick up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Jux, right? Hit a lick, right? Same thing, right? But even, and I'm gonna get off that because that's not even the energy I wanted to bring. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all messing me up. I just wanted to answer that. But you know what I'm saying? Just for those who don't understand, is that even in that, right? Even in that, there is a there's work they gotta put in. And so if somebody was able to get away with it, right? If somebody was able to get away with it, that means they were calculated. That means that they were calculated. They spend their time. They you know what I'm saying? Like they planted, they plotted. That's sowing seeds, and you know, not the seeds that I would advise anybody to sow, because every action has a reaction. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Every action has a reaction. So at the end of the day, yeah, you might catch a Jux, but for me, when I'm telling you plant a seed, I'm saying plant the seed that you ain't got to look over your back, right? Plant the seed that allows you to live your best life ain't stealing. That's limited belief, right? The limited belief is saying, yo, this is the only way I could get it. You know what I'm saying? The limited belief says this is the only way I could get it. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like conscious, right? The limited belief says this is the only way I could get it. But if abundance is your birthright, get it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Get it the right way. And so my point is this, right? To just get back on track, is that in order to get the blessings, right? In order to get the blessings that you deserve or the blessings that you want, you got to put in the work. You know, it's funny because I'm gonna read this comment. Cause I wanted to address this. So I posted a post yesterday, that talked about how to become a millionaire, right? And pretty much, you know, I'm saying that you don't become a millionaire in your pockets first. You become a millionaire, multimillionaire, 100 millionaire. You become that in your mind first. You know what I'm saying? You become that on your mind first, right? And so, after I posted that, somebody commented, and maybe they took what I was saying the wrong way, but they commented, and they said, some people become millionaires without all of that spiritual stuff too, without all of that spiritual stuff. Catch that, right? Some people become millionaires without all of that spiritual stuff too. It's important to know that. You don't have to meditate or wake up at 5 a.m., embody or meditate all the time. Those are good things, but there's people that don't believe in none of that and just work hard and get there. Steady income and saving with investments and constant growth in small or large percentages will get you there. Things don't have to be that complicated, right? And the truth of the matter is that that's wrong, right? You know, even though my response to it, right, I'm going to just tell you, my response to it was, I agree 1,000%. This video doesn't even touch on spirituality or meditation. Those things just allow you to enjoy the millions, right? And so in a way, that's not even accurate. That's not even accurate. You know what I'm saying? That's not even my response is inaccurate because everything is spiritual. Alhamdulillah, I told my wife the spiritual stuff really works. Right? Everything is spiritual, to be 100% honest. You know what I'm saying? Everything is spiritual. Everything is meditation, right? And so just for clarity, right? Just for clarity. Meditation, right? Definition. And I didn't even look this up. I just want to see, maybe I'm wrong, right? Consider thought. All right, so look. So just for my clarity, because everything is spiritual, everything is meditation. And so meditation says the action or practice of meditating, right? And the second one says, a written or spoken discourse expressing considered thoughts on a subject, right? Meaning focus, right? When you meditate, you're focusing on something. You know what I'm saying? And so even the person who claims to not be spiritual, or even the person who claims to not be in a meditative state, if you focus on money, if you like, no, yo, F all that, I'm gonna get to the money, I'm getting this money, right? And every single day, that's all you do. You get to the money. You think about what you're gonna get, like in a trap or whatever, right? Yo, I'm gonna get to the money. Every single day, you're thinking about money. How I'm gonna get to this money? Yo, guess what? I'm gonna buy this car when I get this money. Guess what you're doing? You're meditating on money, yo. You're meditating on money, right? You're putting the grind in, like you meditating on money. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And then the truth of the matter is that everything is spiritual, right? What the quote said? We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, right? We are spirit, right? We are spirit. You are spirit. And so a lot of us, because we don't fully understand, we might say, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm human, right? But that's not right, right? You're a spiritual being, right? You're a spiritual being having a human experience, because energy doesn't die, right? Energy doesn't die. And so once, even when we die in the physical, that energy gets transferred somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And so, and I'm glad you said that, right? Butterfly Thoughts, salute to my sis, says, money don't make you happy or joyful. And I promise you, that was my point, you know? Because as somebody who's made a lot of money, who has a lot of money, lost some, whatever, right? I could tell you that even when the money comes, it's not going to replace the things that do bring you happiness. It's not going to replace the things that bring you joy, right? In fact, I always quote Reverend Ike, and Reverend Ike talks about the six steps, right? The six steps to abundance, the six steps to be rich, you know what I'm saying? And it's good health is number one. You know what I'm saying? It's good health, number one. Number two is happiness, right? Or love. So good health is number one. Number two is love. Number three is happiness. Number four is success. Number five is prosperity. And then number six is money. Money is the last thing. Money is the last thing, right? Money is the last thing. So you have to focus on good health, right? You have to focus on good health. And when you focus on good health, you're focusing on your mind, your body, and your what? Your spirit. You know what I'm saying? You focus on your mind, your body, and your spirit. And I'm not guessing this, right? I'm not guessing this. This is not something that I'm making up. Before I had financial freedom, I was around people that were financially free. And yeah, you could get to the money. You could get to the money easy, yo. You could get to the money easy. Like, getting money is easy. I promise you, getting money is easy. You know what I'm saying? Getting money is easy. But can you get money and enjoy it? Right? Can you get money and be in a state of joy? Right? Could you get money and not feel afraid? Could you get money and feel how would I say this? And feel relaxed and feel joy. You know what I'm saying? And so when I talk about, you know, the things that are greater than that money, right? When you talk about it being impossible to teach what you don't know, get to start knowing stuff. Only teach what you know, right? Only teach what you know, right? When I say it's improbable to lead where you won't go, go there first. You can't be a leader if you're not willing to go. There's nothing, right? There's absolutely nothing that I've ever taught that I have not experienced. In fact, there's things that I want to teach, but I can't teach it yet. I haven't experienced it, right? There's things that I want to teach. There's things that I'd be like, yo, I wish I could talk about this. I wish I could talk about this. I wish I could lead people down this path, but I won't talk about it because I haven't experienced it yet. And the one thing that I promised myself I'll never do, right? The one thing I promised myself I'll never do is I'm not guessing, right? I'm not gonna guess and tell people to go a place that I just know in theory. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't reap what you don't sow, you know. And so I want you to use your mind, right? I want you to use your mind first, right? The practical stuff is gonna come. Like, it's a fact. It's a science, right? It's a science. If you follow certain steps, you're gonna be successful. There's no doubt about it. But are you going to be successful? Are you going to be able to enjoy your success? Right? Are you going to be able to enjoy your success? Are you going to be able to, love the journey of your success? Right? Because life is a journey, not a destination. You're not trying to get to a place. Right? You're not trying to get to a place. Life is a journey, not a destination. I need you to use your mind first.
Now, if you look at the word conscious and conscience, when you are conscious,
you have conscience.
Conscience.
Yep. I need you to be conscious.
The two Latin
in your mind.
Words, con, meaning with, and skill, meaning to know.
Richie, I got
you. You are with knowledge when you're conscious. When you are asleep, you're in a state of suspended consciousness. So even what you know, you are unable to act upon because you're asleep. You follow me now? This brain is the wonder of the world. It is greater than the sun. It is like the sun. It is fueled by the energy of light, electricity. This is why when they say your brain dead, there's no more electrical current in the brain. Electricity is what allows you to vision. Therefore, you can't get television without battery or plug. Yeah. You can't get telephone without electricity or battery. So communication comes from electrical energy. The higher the energy, the further you can communicate. The broader you can see, the deeper you can hear.
Your consciousness, I need you to be conscious.
God has eyes that see everything. How does
God see everything?
How does he steal all of our bread?
Beloved brothers and sisters, this brain is like the sun that controls 9 planets in the sphere of light and life. The brain controls 9 systems. And these systems are only balanced well when the brain is filled with the energy of life. Now, I want you to follow me. I want you to just follow this. I'm almost finished with
this. You know.
The light in the brain.
The light in the brain.
Can kill disease in the body. You have your own healing station right within yourself, but you don't know how to activate your own power.
You don't know how to activate your own power, y'all. I need you to activate your power through the brain.
The Bible said that man.
The Bible
woman,
says
we are the glory.
You are the glory of God. We are the glory of God.
Nothing in the creation greater than the human being.
There's nothing in the creation greater than human being.
In the creation is created in the image for the likeness of God, but the human being. And the Quran calls the human being Khalifa. And Khalifa means one who stands in the place of another who has defeat.
Oh, wait a minute. Either I misunderstand the language, but there's no death to God. And why would God then need a Khalifa?
Why would God need a Khalifa?
A successor.
A successor.
He made Adam his Khalifa, one that stands in the place of God. Now, heck, if you've been a stand-in for somebody, I mean, if you're in show business and you're on Broadway, they always have a stand-in for the star of the show. It's called the understudy. That is under in order to go over. So when the principal has a night off or the principal gets sick, the understudy rolls out. Yeah. Now you don't expect the understudy who has studied
under
the
bars, though,
the star to be so much less than the star till the whole show fall apart. Yeah.
You have to have the
and
consciousness
you do not
first.
Expect if the human being is the Khalifa, the successor of God.
The successor of God himself.
You don't expect us to be so much less than God, that God in stupidity would make us in his image and likeness and then leave us to stand in his place.
Think about it. Think about it. And as you think about it, what is our potential?
God is your potential.
Well, a seed has potential.
Hey, yo, hold up. A seed has potential.
They call it potential energy.
Potential energy.
Kinetic energy.
It's the part that I want y'all to tap into.
Active. Okay.
Well, the seed has potential, but now you have to put it in the right environment.
You got to put it in the right environment.
Under the right circumstances.
Under the right circumstances.
And in the right environment, in the right circumstances, with water,
yep,
sunlight,
yep,
and earth, the seed, quote unquote, germinates.
Yep.
And what is within is seed to come out. To develop,
to grow,
to its fullest, to manifest the glory of God.
To manifest the glory of God.
Seed, the seed of a rose bush stop in the ground.
Right.
Once God breathes it, water falls on it.
Yep.
The sun shines on it. It keeps on growing.
Yeah.
Until
and your seed has potential.
But and then reproduce.
Yep.
You shall know
the truth and what?
And the truth shall
set you free.
Well, who are you, black man, brown man, rich man, yellow man, or white man? Who are you? Are you nothing more than an undeveloped, uncultivated seed that has potential that is never actualized?
Never actualized.
So that you can glorify the creator who created you. God don't make niggas.
Yeah, the truth shall set you free. Bismillah. Right? The truth shall set you free. We all seeds. Right? We all seeds. But just your seed gotta be in the right, you know what I'm saying? Your seed gotta be in the right environment. Your seed gotta be in the right environment. And what is that right environment? That right environment starts in your head.
If you change your mind, did you change your life? Find Right Radio.
That seed gotta be in the right environment.
8, that's all the time. More than
right, and so when I keep telling you can't reap what you sow, right? You can't reap what you sow. You can't enjoy abundance if you feel like you got to work hard for it. You can't enjoy abundance if you feel like you have to sacrifice for it. Right? You can't enjoy abundance if you don't understand that you are, right? You are infinite abundant, and that you have to be in the right environment and the right and I'm gonna give you a news flash though. Catch this bar. I'm gonna give you a news flash. Hey yo, a seed cannot grow unless it's in the right environment, right? And when I talk about you being a seed, and I keep telling you to be in the right environment, a lot of us are thinking about physically, right? Like, let's physically get out of the environment that we're in, right? Let's physically get out of the environment that we're in order to blossom, right? In most cases, that could be true. But the truth of the matter is not even about physically. It's about mentally. So in the words of the Honorable Sean Carter, right? Trap my body, can't trap my mind, right? Trap my body, can't trap my mind. If you're in the right mind state, if you understand, if you have your God consciousness, if you understand that you are infinite possibilities, if you are protection, if you are abundance, right? If you are all of these things, then what does it matter what physical environment you're in? All that matters is the mental environment that you're in, because that your mind could get you out of anything. So it's the mental environment. A lot of us are backwards. A lot of us are trying to get out of a physical, right? A lot of us are trying to get out of a physical environment where it's the mental environment that matters most. You get out of the projects and still think like a project person. You're going to live in Beverly Hills like a pride, right? There's ratchetness in the suburbs. Just so y'all know. There's ratchetness in the suburbs. I don't care where you go. Right? There's ratchetness in the suburbs. So if you don't change your mindset, you can change your physical location and still have the same ish happen. Right? You could change your physical, right? Like physically, you could go anywhere you want, but the same thing is gonna follow you. Drama's gonna follow you. BS is going to follow you, right? Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if you don't have your right mind, if you are not in your right mind, right? If you are not in your right mind, then you are not going to get a right situation. You're not going to have the right success. You're not going to have the right experiences. You have to be in your right mind. And what is your right mind? Your right mind is your God consciousness. Your right mind is your God consciousness. Your right mind is being aware of God, right? Your right consciousness is being aware of God. God must be personal.
See, God must become personal to you.
God must
Jesus
be personal to
must
you.
Must become personal to me.
Yep.
Now watch me blow your mind. I'm going to bring it even more closely. God must become personalized in me, through me, and as me. And you see, this is what makes and made Jesus Christ what Jesus Christ is as a person. The fact that Jesus was so God conscious that God became personal and personalized in Jesus, through Jesus, and as Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus became and was so conscious of God that when Jesus spoke, God spoke.
When Jesus spoke,
when
God spoke.
That on the shores Chill. Of Galilee, you've missed the point.
You missed the point.
If you put that 2,000 years ago and leave it there, you've missed the point. But what did Jesus tell his disciples are the disciplines of his mind? What did he teach the faculties of his mind? The works that I do, maybe you'll do. No, the works that I do, shall you do also. And in order to do the same works that the master did, you must have the master mind. You must have the master consciousness. You must have the master power. And you see, this is the whole idea of Jesus and the 12 disciples. You must give to every one of the aspects of your mind the master power. Let me hear every one of you say, I have the master power of God in me. See, this is what made Jesus the master. He had the master power. These titles are not just titles that you can pin on you. You must get these titles in consciousness. That's why I'm glad for those of you who are talking about certificates. I like for you to have your certificates and your credits, but realize that all of your real credit is in consciousness. And what you do with it.
It's some consciousness and what you do with it.
Some people are more desirous of the title reverend than they are of the consciousness, which alone can make you reverend, a practitioner. Ladies and gentlemen, only the consciousness of a thing can make you that thing.
Hold on, chill. Let me get here. Let me talk my issue real quick. Hey, yo, Rev said, look, Rev said, only the consciousness. Hey, Terry, what up, Terry? Terry, Ingioma is in the building. Yo, Rev said, what Rev said? Rev said, look, only the consciousness of a thing can give you the thing. That's it. Only the consciousness of it, right? So what does that mean? If you want health, you have to just be conscious of health. If you want wealth, all you have to do is be conscious of wealth, right? If you want love, all you have to do is be conscious of love, right? Now think about this. Think about this for a second. Think about this. Just so I could dive a little deeper. If you're in a relationship, right? If you're in a relationship and you don't like the relationship, you're like, oh my God, this relationship is not fulfilling. Why isn't it fulfilling? Is it not fulfilling because it's really not fulfilling? Or is it not fulfilling because you are focused, right? You are focused on the unfulfilling parts, right? If you're in a space where you're like, man, I need some more money, right? I need some more money. Lucinda, what up? if you're at a space where you're like, yo, I need some more money, right? Is it that you don't have enough money, or you're focused on the lack of money? And because you're focused on the lack of money, that's why you feel like you don't have enough money, right? If you are going through some type of ailment, right? Is it that you are sick? Are you really sick? Or are you focused on the ailment? And because you are focused on the ailment, that's why you feel sick. You are not sick. You can't say, I am sick, right? You're not sick because you're alive. But you're focused on your ailment. And so that's the reason why you feel, not that you are, because you're not, right? That's blasphemous. It's like you're not sick. You can't say, I am. That doesn't even go. Because if you understand the power of I am, then you know that anything negative after I am is not the truth, is false. And the truth shall set you free. And so you may feel sick because what? You're focusing on sick. But the truth is, I am healthy. I am wealthy, right? Let the weak say what? I am strong, right? And so only a consciousness of a thing allows a thing to be true. And so, big sis, Tangie is in the building, right? Only the consciousness of a thing makes that thing true. So if you focus, whatever you focus on is the reality.
Jesus is the Christ.
Hold on, let me bring that back one time.
Of the consciousness, which alone can make you reverend,
a practitioner.
Ladies and gentlemen, only the consciousness of a thing can make you that thing. No man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost, except by the Holy Spirit. You must have the spirit of whatever you want to be.
Yo, bring that back. Give our motivation on another level.
I'm gonna rewind one more time.
Elevate your mind.
So if you're
you elevate
in
your life.
To get it, I need y'all to be God conscious. It's the point. I need y'all to be God conscious. I need y'all to be God conscious.
You see, God must be
personal
to you. Jesus must become personal to me. Now watch me blow your mind. I'm going to bring it even more closely. God must become personalized.
Cassandra, appreciate the bad
in
love.
Me, through me, and as
and
me.
Has me.
And you see, this is what makes and made Jesus Christ what Jesus Christ is as a person. The fact that Jesus was so God conscious that God became personal and personalized in Jesus. Through Jesus and as Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus became and was so conscious of God that when Jesus spoke, God spoke. But if you leave that on the shores of Galilee, you've missed the point.
You missed the point.
If you put that 2,000 years ago and leave it there, you've missed the point.
Stacy, appreciate the bad love.
His disciples are the disciplines of his mind. What did he teach? The faculties of his mind. The works that I do, maybe you'll do. No, the works that I do, shall you do also. And in order to do the same works that the master did, you must have the master mind. You must have the master consciousness. You must have the master power. And you see, this is the whole idea of Jesus and the 12 disciples. You must give to every one of the aspects of your mind the master power. Let me hear every one of you say, I have the master power of God in me. See, this is what made Jesus a master. He had the master power. These titles are not just titles that you can pin on you. You must get these titles in consciousness. That's why I'm glad for those of you who are talking about certificates. I like for you to have your certificates and your credits, but realize that all of your real credit is in consciousness and what you do with it. Some people are more desirous of the title Reverend than they are
of the consciousness, which alone can make you reverend, a practitioner. Ladies and gentlemen, only the consciousness of a thing can make you that thing. No man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost. Except by the Holy Spirit. You must have the spirit of what you want.
You have to have the spirit of what you want.
So then Jesus is the God-conscious mind in man. That within you that knows who and what you are in God. And who and what God is in you. That's Jesus. And this must become your personal savior. It must become personal to you. You must personalize it just like Jesus did. I got news for you. The only difference between Jesus and any other person is purely consciousness. Jesus is God's son, and Jesus knows that. And the only difference between the average person and Jesus is that a man is God's son, but man doesn't know it. This is why, again, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When you know the truth, that you are the son of God, that sets you free from the belief that you are a son of a gun. And it sets you free from all that sons of guns are heir to. The truth of you is that you are the son of God. You're a child of God. And you see, when you are born again, you are born into this mind. You are born into this consciousness. You're born out of humanity into divinity.
Into divinity.
So this is Jesus. I've told you before, and it's worth repeating. When I say Jesus, I mean something so far beyond what the average person is thinking about. When I say money, I'm talking about something infinitely beyond what the average person is even thinking about. People think I'm just talking about dollars and dollars alone. When I'm talking about the one thing that is everything, which we call consciousness here. Because again, a part of our definition of Jesus says that Jesus is the one, everyone who knows I am. Because in the scripture, I am says, I am God.
I am God.
And beside me,
and beside me, there's no one else.
To give you this again and again and again and again and again and again until you produce it and demonstrate. I am is awareness of being. Now, just stop and think about that and feel that for a moment. You are announcing your awareness of being. You're saying that you am. Bad grammar, but good meaning. I am aware.
I am aware.
This statement unmasks God. This statement is the unmasking of God. In the scriptures, God is hidden behind many masks, as it were. And to those who do not have spiritual discernment, you see, God is hidden behind the personality of Jesus Christ. Whereas the truth is, Jesus Christ is to be the revelation of God. Every man is supposed to be the revelation of God.
I am here to reveal God together.
Because I want to make this clear also that these are training sessions as well. It's going to heal you. It's going to enrich you. It's going to solve your problems.
Hey, yo, I am. Look.
But stick around.
Hey, yo, we're supposed to be the revelation of God, though. That's why I keep telling y'all, greatness on display, right? Greatness on display. G-O-D, greatness on display, right? Our job here on earth is to, I am here to reveal God.
I am here to reveal God, perfect good. Don't you forget that. I am says, I am God.
The awareness of being is God.
Why? Because I am creates everything. Everything that I say that I am. Everything that I think that I am. Everything that I believe that I am. Everything that I feel that I am.
I become.
But until I add something to I am just a great big infinite am. So if I want to be something, I must work with I am. I must add something to I am. This time I'm going to add healthy to I am. Let me hear everybody say, I am healthy.
I am healthy.
Now you see, I am is God. And when you become aware of being something with your awareness of being, God, or I am, creates it and brings it to pass. This is why, again, the scripture tells us, let the weak say
what?
I am
strong.
Why? Because whatever you add to I am, you become. I am creates it. It's so simple that it's profound. But this statement, again, what does it do? It is the unmasking
of God. God conscious.
This statement is the unmasking of God. And I can add so many things to I am. We can add rich to I am. But remember, we most of all must be sure that we are adding to I am subjectively. We must feel it. We must believe it. Subjective reality always becomes objective reality. Subjective reality always becomes objective reality.
Subjective reality always creates
and becomes objective reality. Whatever I say I am in my feelings, in my gut, in my heart, in my mind. Whatever I say I am. I am this creates that. I am this becomes that. Why? Because I am God.
I am God.
I am is the making power. And that mind in you which knows I am is Jesus. I don't care how dumb you think you are. There is a mind in you that knows. I don't care how poor you think you are. There is a reality in you that is infinitely rich. I don't care how weak you think you are. There's a reality in you that is infinitely kind. There is that in you which is aware of God.
Yes, it's aware.
Good, perfect good.
Yep.
Whatever you add to this I amness of your being, you will express.
You will express.
The mind in you that knows this is Jesus. And we hear the Master Jesus repeating this over and over again. I am the resurrection.
I am the life.
I am the bread of life.
I am the bread of life.
And the ascended Jesus says, I am the root and the offspring.
And the offspring.
I am the life.
I am the life.
I am the way.
Oh, they about to kick me out, IG. Y'all gotta go to YouTube.
Meaning what? Awareness.
Awareness.
Of being.
It's the way to be.
You want to be. If you want to be rich, what is the way to be rich?
Be aware of being rich.
What is the way to good health?
Be aware of being healthy.
Yes, even while you're sick, the way to become well is to be aware.
1 minute, y'all. IG, they're about to kick me out.
Even while you're poor, the way to be rich is to become aware.
Be aware of being rich.
Because I am.
I am God. All right, hold on, y'all. So look, they're about to kick me out. You know, they don't give me the whole joint. So I want to shout out my everybody who bought a badge. Hold on, hold on. All right, we got 57 seconds. 57 seconds. 14 badges. Thank you. Yo, come to YouTube, AshCastTV.com. Ramiah Trask, Iske Lowe, Patrick Watkins, Unique, Brother Micah, Corey Hammond, Rankin Certified, I am Cassandra Henderson, Stacy, I Stay Rich, Miss Tiff, Mia J Boss Lady, Butterfly Thoughts, and Sweetness. I appreciate the badge love. Go to AshCastTV.com. Yo, AshCastTV.com. Go to AshCastTV.com. They about to kick me out in 15 seconds, 14 seconds. IG only giving me that one hour now. You know what I'm saying? My self-worth and net worth are building every day. If you know, you know. Appreciate the badge love. I'm gonna kick me out. All right. Peace. Are you gonna be saving? not even gonna say it. All right, y'all. My self-worth. We good, right? We good, y'all. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show. They didn't even let me save it. They ain't even let me save it on IG. Normally they let me save it, but they not letting me save it this time. But it's all good. It's all good. But we are here. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, share the YouTube page, ashcasttv.com. Please share the YouTube. Yeah, so IG, they used to let me go more than an hour. But recently they've been doing this whole hour thing. They used to let me go more than an hour. They used to let me go more than an hour. Let me just see. They used to let me go more than an hour. And then because I don't know, they just changed it, right? That's why it's important to build your own community. You know what I'm saying? You got to build your own community outside of, you got to build your community outside of, the platforms, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have your own community. So I'm actually working on something. I'm working on something called the Abundance Community. And the Abundance Community is really that's what we are. We have a Facebook group already. We have a Facebook group already. We got the merch or whatever, but I don't know if the Abundance Community, which is what we are, but I don't know if I want to call it Abundance College potentially, you know what I'm saying? The Abundance College. Because I feel like that's what I'm being called to do, to be honestly, to just show people that abundance is their birthright. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the other stuff I do is dope, but I feel like I'm being called to do that. I feel like I'm being called to this work of abundance, you know what I'm saying? And just showing people that abundance is their birthright. And so, all right, perfect. Welcome to the Facebook group. And so what I'm looking to do is create something, I don't know, maybe call the Black, Black Star Network. I'm looking to create maybe like the Abundance College. I'm just trying to make sure I got the AC though, you know what I'm saying? So, but all right, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday. Hey, y'all got a new ending though too. That's it. Fast out. Watch my ending to the end. But thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcasttv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I will see y'all tomorrow in God's will, same time, same place. All right, peace.
I ain't talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk more.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show,
your number one source for financial motivation.
Get your mind and your money right.